presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 7th of July. As the tourists head back to Italy, one of the cities that has suffered most at the hands of tourism is fighting back. In a bid to avoid overcrowding during the pandemic, authorities in Florence have announced that people will be banned from the city's most popular nightlife areas unless they've been eating or drinking in the area. And in a bid to tackle the side effects of tourism, one of the city's most important voices has called for a tax on street food stalls. The mayor of Florence, Dario Nardella, has signed an ordinance banning people from wandering around popular areas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings until further notice. Anyone breaking the rules will be fined between 400 and 1,000 euros. But while the city authorities declare war on nightlife, the director of the Uffizi Galleries, home to one of the world's most famous collections of Renaissance art, has gone after tourists, demanding a sandwich tax on the street food stalls which supply visitors with takeaway meals that end up littering the city centre. Sarawak has taken the initiative to launch Malaysia's first vaccination centre for the tourism and business events industry. More than 2,000 industry frontliners voluntarily registered for the industrial vaccination program through their respective employers. Sarawak's Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, also the Minister of Youth and Sports, Datuk Abdul Karim Rahman Hamzah, said that the vaccination drive is a reassuring sign that Sarawak will be ready to reopen for business activities once more. The new Ulaanbaatar International Airport, officially called Chinggis Khan International Airport, was officially opened to the public on Sunday. The new airport will be operated by the joint venture created by Mitsubishi Corporation, Narita International Airport Corporation, Japan Airport Terminal Company Limited, and Jlux Incorporated, alongside the Mongolian government. Although the pandemic has significantly reduced air travel in Mongolia, demand for flights is expected to increase over the medium to long term, particularly in Ulaanbaatar, the country's capital and center of its political and economic activity. The new airport will likely play an increasingly prominent role over the coming years. Hard Rock Hotels have announced the opening of the much-anticipated Hard Rock Hotel Madrid. Located at the Golden Triangle of Art in the Spanish capital, the hotel is the newest addition to the brand's international portfolio and complements recent growth throughout Europe. The first Spanish metropolitan hotel, Hard Rock Hotel Madrid, brings a distinctly different personality to the beach resort properties currently open in Ibiza and Tenerife. At the heart of the property, guests will find a dramatic architectural hanging guitar sculpture over the welcoming amber-hued sofas in the lobby. The hotel features a memorabilia collection that showcases Madrid style and culture, as well as international music legends, comprising of over 70 pieces of memorabilia, with notable pieces including an acoustic guitar from Madrid native singer-songwriter Antonio Vega, a blue denim jeans outfit worn by Elvis Presley in 1968, and platform boots worn by David Bowie. You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.